y'all doing? How do you like your schedule? Get you out of here a little earlier, huh? You like it? Do your Christmas shopping? Holiday shopping? Over the last period of time since Teddy's been playing, there have been a lot of people that weighed in terms of their evaluation and where he is and what type of player he is and where we're at. And sometimes I see some of that stuff and I'm not sure who it is that's evaluating or what their background is, what their qualifications or even what their experience is. So I thought I'd weigh in a little bit because I know my background, I know my qualifications, and I do have a little bit of experience with this. I think this is for a young guy and for a rookie and put in the situation he's been put in terms of we've started 8 different offensive linemen. We've obviously started 3 different tight ends. We've started 3 different running backs, played 5 different running backs. Over the last 5 weeks, our leading receiver was a guy we signed in late September, early October off Cleveland Browns practice squad. And you throw a rookie quarterback into that. I've seen a bunch of guys really, really have a tough time with that. And a bunch of guys are good players. It's pretty incredible to me to what he's done, how he's handled it, the things he's gotten done, and what he's really done is made everyone around him better, and that's a quality that you're looking for. Teddy could be playing 10 years from now and have 2 interceptions in a game like he did last week. Obviously, Rodgers had 2 in Buffalo against a pretty good defense. We had our issues with earlier in the year too. I think Luck threw an interception for a touchdown in the first quarter. Those things happen because that's football, and you try to eliminate those. But when you ask a young guy who hasn't played a whole lot to go into Detroit and call 49 passes, he threw 41 and completed 31 and ran 3 times for 30 yards. That's asking a lot of a young guy, and we're asking him to carry this group, which is not. I've never had to do that with a young guy. When I had Aikman in his 3rd year, he had Emmett Smith, who led the league in rushing. When I had Alex Smith in his 2nd year, he had Frank Gore, who ran for 1,700 yards. And when I had Phillip Rivers in his 2nd year starting, I think it was his 4th year in the league, he had LaDainian Tomlinson, who led the league in rushing. So, we've kind of had an interesting group, and the people we've played on offense has been wide-ranging. And to do the things he's done, it just tells you something about the type of person he is, the type of player he is. And the thing that excites me is he can make any throw you need to make. He does it with people around him. He does it people with hitting him. He does it when he has to slide in the pocket. He knows how to play football, and that's the starting point of the quarterback position. He's got the intangibles you need, and he's going to continue to get better and better. Pardon me?
How good can he be in the future?
To me, it's you get to a point, and he'll continue. Obviously, he'll grow a lot. He'll continue to grow physically a lot because he's 22 years old. When you see him in 4 years, he'll look like a totally different person because that's what happens between 22 and 26. If you work the way he does, weight room, all the different things you can do now to improve physically. So that part of it, I think can be outstanding. And to me, he has the intangibles of the guys I spoke of. And, I think at some point you can get to this good, and then a lot of it after that, if you're talking about being one of the best, it's making sure he has the type of people around him that bring out, that you rely on, because any quarterback could tell you, any guy who's played, when you got it, having those good people around you, a good offensive line, running game, receivers, those things, they obviously make you better, and then you have the ability to make them better. But I don't see him having limitations.
What's a good example of a way or a player he's made better
on the offense around him?
Well, obviously, in the whole thing, the way he moves around has helped our protection and helped our passing game. He runs with the ball. He had 30 yards rushing the other day. People have to account for that. I think understanding when and where to throw the ball, getting the ball to the right guys. I just think those things, and we probably called 40 plays at the line of scrimmage Sunday against Detroit. So getting in and out of the right play, getting the ball out quick when it's not there, throwing the ball away, those type of things.
Particular that had you thinking about this week?
Oh, probably the thing I said that, you know, you get a lot of people who, you know, like my, the guy, a good friend of mine who, you know, was deceased, was a general manager of the Chargers when I was there, John Butler, always said, there's a lot of people out there evaluating or talking or covering or whatever who don't know what they don't know. And people talk about the position and talking about our quarterback and, evaluate, and I just don't know what they don't know. So I think it was just on my mind. I mean, probably because of, we didn't win the game and he had a couple of negative plays, that the perception of how he played and really how he played were so totally different. We have to eliminate negative plays. But like I said, I don't know that I've put a guy in that position or we've put a guy in that position, but through my background, that you put a guy in a position where you went into Detroit with three backup linemen and on the road against the number one defense in the league, and ask him to, you called 49 passes in a game that was that close.
That's the best you've seen from him this year?
The funny thing was, someone said he was 13 or 16 and then cooled off. Yeah, at the rest of the time he was 18 or 25. You know, obviously he threw a couple interceptions. It's the highest completion percentage for a young guy that's over 40 attempts, I think, in the league, in a long time or ever. So, he was really sharp. And I thought our coaches put together a good plan. I thought our players executed it. We did some things they hadn't seen us do. They made some adjustments that slowed us down a little bit. He played, obviously, in that game the way he's capable of playing. And he's had other stretches, probably not as dramatic as that because of the two 80-yard drives.
Feel like you're comfortable putting a lot on his shoulders, given the fact that, you have lost some personnel?
I would prefer not to. I would prefer not to, because I think it's challenging for him, but he handles it. And, obviously going into the game and looking at the way we had played him the first time and the things that we felt we needed to do, we felt that gave us the best chance to win. The only thing I'll say is if you do that with 49 times, your percentages go up in terms of having negative plays, and we could have eliminated the negative plays, but against that defense, they create and make some. So you're kind of pushing it a little bit the way we played the game.
Do you think Christian Ponder is still capable of being a starting quarterback somewhere in the future?
Based on my experiences with guys who have been in that position and gotten opportunities, I think he could be.
What have you been able to see that?
Well, I think he's got all the things that you need physically. I think he was thrown into this situation in terms of, being the guy. And sometimes guys, it takes a little longer, to grow into it. And I just know that there have been guys, Rich Gannon is a great example of a guy that was here, was in Washington, was hurt, late in his career. Someone gave him a chance and he ends up being MVP. And, I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that I would not – he's too talented to say that he can't be that, a starting guy.
Charles Johnson done to go from a guy that you did sign in September to now somebody who, you and Teddy seem to trust as the top option?
Well, I think it comes down to he's got some naturalness as a receiver. He's grown up as a receiver. He's an excellent route runner. I think he ran 4.38 coming out of college, so he obviously can run. And, you know, we asked him to do things, and he did them the way we want him to do, and then he continued to do them at a higher level, and he's had outstanding consistency. And when you watch him run a route and you watch the corners, how they react to him, they respect his speed. They respect the way he comes off the ball. He creates separation. He's a guy that I think has a very good upside.
Finish that game, spotting in for Wright. Would you like to see him get a little bit more snaps to kind of see the improvement that he's probably, that you guys say that he's making in the practice?
Yeah, I think I was happy for Cordarrelle, and it was nice him being ready to go when we stepped in there. He knows if the opportunity presents itself. We have confidence in him, and we'd like to continue to get all our guys more opportunities.
Running back spot heading into these final two games and those three guys that you guys.
Well, Matt, I think showed. I think he's shown throughout, but he showed in the game that he's the guy that gives us the best all round running, catching, protection, and he had an outstanding game. So I would expect Matt to get the bulk of the work, and then when there's opportunity to get someone else in there, we'll do it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.